வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, third chapter, text number 1 through 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 22nd of May, 1972, in Los Angeles, California.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava.
ज्ञानकचार्य सुतर सरस्वतीकांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी तो बात की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुभाषादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय यमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय स्वामी तो भक्तवृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू द अस्मल ऑल ग्लोरी टू द अस्मल ऑल ग्लोरी टू द अस्मल थैंक यू वेरी मच
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
so-called love is bogus in this material. Love cannot be impartial. This very word, love, prem, is specially reserved for Krishna. Prema Pumat Maha, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaching. The high perfection of life is to evoke one's dormant love for Krishna. The love is there, it is reserved for Krishna. But due to our foolishness, we are distributing that love in so many ways. After the dog. This is Kali Yuga. We do not know where to apply love. And you see, all these words is touched with the word karma. Karma. Karma means love. There is no question of love. Then love, prema and karma is described in Chaitanya Chaitanya. What is prema and karma? Atmendriya priti mancha taranam kam. Kam. What is lust? Atmendriya priti. To satisfy one's own senses. That is kam. Here, a boy and girl love. And they say love, but no, it is not love. The boy wants to satisfy his senses and the girl wants to satisfy her senses. Therefore, Atmendriya Priti Pancha. Everyone is trying to satisfy her own senses. That is karma. Lust. And then what is prema? Krishnendriya Priti Pancha Dhare Prema. When the same propensity is transferred for satisfying Krishna's sense, just like gopis, the super essence of gopis is due that they wanted to satisfy Krishna. They dressed very nicely because they thought that Krishna becomes very pleased seeing us nicely dressed. Not that in this material world a woman or a girl dress a very nice thing just to attract the opposite sex for the center. That's all. So everyone, all this description is given there. Brahma Vartasa Kama, Bija Kama, then Vasu Kama, Devi Mayam to Sri Kamas, Sri. Sri means beauty. In the Durga Puja, Devi Puja, they ask after offering Mother Durga all sorts of paraphernalia. Then the Pushpanjali, they pray, favor. Dhanam Dehi, Upama Dehi, Balam Dehi, Dehi. Dehi means him. After, therefore it is called Puja. Puja, just like in business circle, if you want to take some business from a big merchant, so you satisfy him, flatter him, and sometimes invite him in a hotel and give him nice dinner in this way. After, he is satisfied that he will kindly give me this contract. Or he will give me this post. The ultimate thing is, he is post and contract, not to satisfy the person. No. He is spending some money for his own senses. Similarly, all these pujas, the demigod puja, that is for his senses. Krishna therefore condemns this. Kāvastasya hita jñāna jajanti janna devata. This very kāma. These words, kāma. So Krishna also says, so you won't find any difference between Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam or any Vedic teachers. It is to be understood through proper channel. So all these kāmas have been condemned by Krishna. कामस्तस्ते हितज्ञानां जे नदी अन्न नहीं होता दे पर्सन्स हु गो टू वर्शिप आर अ डेमिगॉड लाइक देवी माँ दुर्गा शिव और इंद्र चंद्र सो मेनी दैट 33 क्रोर 1 क्रोर इज गोइंग टू 10 million and 33 just see there are so many demigods and so many desires of so they are not prohibited everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita if you want this particular kaamkham tam barmanam siddhi jajante kiho devata that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita those who want quick success in fulfilling some material desires, they worship the demigod. The Mayavadi, Shankarais, they have made a helper. They have made so much blunder in understanding the Vedic confusion. Misleading, simply. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has specially warned that anyone who hears about the Mayavad commentation, he is doomed, he is gone forever, lost. He will have no understanding either this way or that. The Vedas, they give us information of the demigod, but they are not imagination. Neither Krishna is imagination. The Mayavad says everything is imagination. Then Bhagavat is giving this direction. Bhagavat means Vyasadeva is giving direction that if we want this prophet, then worship this demigod. He is playing childish, foolish things. He is giving some wrong information, imagination. What business he has got to do that? But these Mayavadi rascals will say that the demigods are also Maya, that Krishna is on Maya, everything is Maya. That we call them Mayavadi. Everything is Maya. Krishna Bhakti is Maya. They say it is good for raising oneself to the platform of impersonalism. There are processes that if you want to go higher platform, you take one staircase and get on it and then throw it away. Because you don't require to come down it. That is the philosophy. So you take any means. The Ramakrishna Mission also says like that. Yatamata. You can worship Brahma Varsha, you can worship Devi Maya, you can worship Balloon, you can worship Rudra. You can worship anyone. Ultimately, you become one with the Supreme. Most things are misguided. Here it is, but if you want this particular thing, then you worship this. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is confirmed. Janti deva pratadhi vaam. Kitrin janti kitri pratadhi. Demigod worshippers will go to the demigod. There are different planets. 33 crores or demigods, and there are 33 crores of planets also. The moon planet, according to Vedic literature, that is also one of the planets belonging to the demigod Chandra. That is one of the higher planets. So, this is the least. If you want something particular, if you want to march into the Ivarjan, Brahma Jyoti, then you worship Jajita Brahmanapatim. Brahma means also Veda. Shabda Brahma. Tini Brahma Vida. In the Bhagavad beginning, Brahma means the sound, transcendental sound of knowledge. That is Veda. So, there is Upanishad. So, Upanishad, generally those who are scholars in Upanishad, they want to become one with the. So that is not a very difficult thing. Anyone can do that. There is a process. But we Vaishnava, we do not accept that suicidal voice. We want to keep our individuality, not merge. We don't want to finish our identity. Our real identity is hidden as servant of Krishna. Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. So we want to keep that identity and we want to serve him eternally. Eternally means now we are in this material world. We are being trained now how to serve Krishna. This Didi Vashi, this is training. The same thing will continue and we go to Vrindavan. The same way we serve personally. So here Krishna, this is also personal. But due to my imperfectness, I cannot see Krishna in his actual spiritual form, Satchidananda Vigraha. Therefore, Krishna has assumed a form which you can approach. It is for your facility. And Krishna, in any form he appears, he is transcendent. Either this form or that. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasuji, everything. That is Krishna's speciality. He can appear just like if you have got a photograph of some of your friend, so you cannot derive the benefit of direct imaging. But in Krishna's form, if you have a Krishna's photograph, it is as good as rich. You can get the same benefit from the photograph picture of Krishna as you get benefit by directly meeting him. Therefore, meeting this photograph, deity of Krishna, is as good as this. Advayam, non-dwelling. Here in this material world there is dwelling, but in the spiritual world there is no such dwelling. Brahma vartas kamastu jajita brahmanapati. Indra kamas. Indra means senses. Those who are too much lusty, satisfied, simply. The most important indriya is the genital, sex. So for them it is recommended that you worship Indra. Indra, the demigod, is number one sexually inclined demigod. He has got eyes for all his body. Satachakra. These eyes were originally male-eyes. He was touched by Gautam Muni that you are so fond of vagina. I curse you that you get all over your body vagina. Then when he surrendered, he began to cry, he said, it will be very much abominable for me. Then he offered that this vagina may be turned into eyes. Therefore, his body is full of eyes. So those who are too much nasty, lover of the vagina, they may worship Indra. This is the Vedanta. Everything is there. If you want vagina instead of Krishna, all right, beautiful. You have it. So, unfortunately, if our student falls a victim of vagina instead of Krishna, that is very difficult. Then better if he worships instead of Krishna, let him worship Indra. That is the Bhagavad Gita. Indram Indra kamastu praja kamas prajapatim. Praja, many chinta, dining, just like aristocratic family. One is working very hard to establish a family. In England it is very prominent. Lord family, Duke family. And where the rascal is going himself, he does not know. But he establishing a family, Lord family. Prajana, people want that son, grandson, great grandson, his son, family will be filled up with so many. In India especially, they call me, they want like Sri Sancha Prajapsa, Sri beauty, beautiful woman, Sri Oisanja, well, and Praja. Praja means many children. They are spending their whole time earning money, amass money, huge bank balance. Then his sons are married. The same thing, he begotten so many children by sex. So he is giving indulgence to his sons. All right, you also take the sex indulgence and produce many children. Prajapsa. And then grandchildren, or also you also take another, you also produce children. They are called Prajapsa. They want, they are happy to see that he has got many children, just like Dhritarashtra. He had 100 sons, and the 100 sons are another 100 sons. So he was after how this kingdom should be in my son's hand. That is the cause of Kurukshetra war. So Prajapsa, Prajana. So there are so many kamas, desires, different people, different kamas. Therefore they are all hitogyana. Anyone who is impeded by this kama, they are less interested. Kamastasta hitogyana. Hitogyana means one who has lost intelligence. They are captivated by these kinds of lusty things. Janamaituna vidrihameri sukham nitucham. Prajas kama. Those who want children, get kind children. In Bengali there is a proverb. Nati, nati shabdevai. Nati means grandson. And grandson's grandson. Therefore I am living, my son is living, my grandson is living, his son is living, his son is living. In this way, up to seventh generation, if one sees, then immediately goes to heaven. These are the conception of the material state first. That if I can see a grandson of a grandson, that my life is successful. And he's working hard for that purpose. They are called Prajakama. Praja means many sons in the family. That is considered very aristocratic. Prajakama Prajapatim Devim Mayam to Sri Kama. Sri means beauty. If you want to become very beautiful, either man or woman, then worship Durga, Shishti Sthiti, Prada, Shadana, Sat. Tejas Kama Vibhavasam, Vibhavasam. There are basuras, 8 kinds of basuras, so you can worship one of the basuras if you want to be very influential person, like Mr. Nitsam. Then you worship Vibhavasam, Basu kama, basu nadu dhyan, basu means well, if you want, well, riches. So, least is there, but Krishna says, this will not make you happy, my dear friend. Sarva dharma paritra jamami kantra. Kick up all this nonsense. You just surrender. That is Krishna's answer. Sarva dharma paritra. Mami Kamsan. Because he is the supreme, he is giving supreme advice. But there are other persons to regulate them. Because these are called yajnas. Saho yajnas vidyasishya. There is little touch of devotion. Indirect. Because if you want to worship Indra, you must worship at the same time Nara, that is the system. Narayan Sila will be there. Because the benediction you want from the particular type of demigod, he cannot give independently. Why? He takes permission from Narayana. So he is after the benediction from me and he was with me. So shall I give him this benefit? So in this order, because after Kishava, Saminam, Sadmam, everything is Krishna's property, how suppose somebody is cashier in our institution, he is getting thousands of dollars in his custody. He cannot distribute without being sanctioned. That is not good. He must take the superior sanction. Shall I give him? Similarly, all these demigods, they cannot give you anything directly with the permission of the Supreme Personality of God. Mahima Vitan Hitan. That benefit which they derive from the demigod, that is ordained by Krishna, Krishna says. When the demigod appeals to Krishna that this person is hankering after this thing and is worshipping me, so just to keep the position of the demigod, Krishna says, all right, give it. Because the demigods are servants of Krishna, so one has approached the servant of Krishna to keep the position of the servant Krishna orders, yes, you give. Like that Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu took benediction from Brahma. So many things. I shall not die at midnight, I shall not die night, I shall not die on land, I shall not die on water. These were all definition by the Jesus. Brahma says, yes, now to keep the words of Brahma, Krishna is so kind, because Brahma is servant. He appeared in such a way that all the prayers of Hiranyakashipu was not touched. Hiranyakashipu said that I shall not die by any man or any animal or any demigod. So he appeared in Nishinga Murti, who is neither animal nor man nor demigod. You cannot define. Then Hiranyakashipu prayed for that I shall not die in daytime, at night, yes. So Hiranyakashipu was killed in the sandhya, between the junction of day and night, just in the evening. You cannot say it is day, neither is night. In this way, Krishna kept all the words of Brahma and he still did. That is it. That is it. Then you may be very intelligent to avoid Krishna or the laws of Krishna, but Krishna is more intelligent. He will also cheat you because you wanted to cheat him. So he will also cheat you in such a way that it will be beyond your imagination. Yes. That is Krishna. You cannot excel Krishna. You have to be always under even your cheating process. This is Krishna. So take shelter of Krishna and be happy.